This morning, as we come into this time very close to Holy Week, we do stop to remember. We stop to understand also the importance of our relationship with Jesus. God created us for relationship. Our sin had separated us from God. But Jesus coming and his sacrifice, his shedding of his life, giving of his blood, covered our sins. And he did what the death angel had done before. When the death angel had passed over, the blood that was shed across the lintel post of the doorway of the children of Israel when they were in Egypt kept the death angel from coming in. And it was through that shed blood that they were saved. It's through the shed blood of Jesus that we experience salvation and restoration. In Matthew 26, verses 20 to 29, we read the following. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it was written about him. And woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him had he not been born." Then Judas, the one who was to betray him, "Surely you don't mean me, Rabbi." And Jesus said, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant that's poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I'll tell you, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until that day that I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Passover. Jesus and his disciples were making arrangements for the Passover meal. As they had made the journey towards Jerusalem to join together with over what would be considered a half a million plus worshipers that would come in for the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Holy Week, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Passover would be a part of it. And this year in 2017, the actual dates would be between the 10th of April and the 18th of April. So we're just a little early. But we stop this morning to remember the death angel and the provision that had been made so that the penalties from the death angel would not visit your household and would not visit your heart. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 to 6, it talks about that 4 days before the Passover meal, each family of Israel was to pick a spotted lamb, separate it from the flock, bring it into their home, and to begin to prepare it for sacrifice. These lambs were to be brought into their homes, to be brought into their lives, to be a part of their household, to be a part of their heart. Josephus, the great historian, and the day of Jesus, it said that Passover in Jesus' time, that there would be 500,000 plus Jews who would gather from all around the world to come into Jerusalem to attend Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Jewish law would permit that two families could come together to share a lamb. So roughly 250,000 animals would be sacrificed in a 2-hour period. On the twilight on the evening of Passover. It would take logistically 600 priests slitting the throats of 4 lambs per minute to accomplish this. And the blood would flow down from the Temple Mount, and it would flow down from the eastern slope of the Temple Mount into the Kidron Valley like a mighty red river, very visible to all of the price that was being paid so that the death angel would pass over your household. What a graphic reminder for us of what Jesus did by shedding his blood on Calvary. His blood ran down the cross, And as it fell literally on the mercy seat to cover our sins, and so that the Heavenly Father does not see your sins and my sins that we've committed. Our sins are covered by the blood. And it's because of that blood that we now have the opportunity to have that relationship restored with God, to have intimacy with Him. And in intimacy, it's into me, see. Into me, see, Lord. Come into my heart, Jesus. As the sacrificial lamb comes into the home, may the sacrificial lamb of God come into our heart and His shed blood cover the sins of our lives. In Passover, in communion, we invite Christ to come in, this Passover Lamb of God, the precious, pure Lamb of God, to come into our hearts, to our minds, our total life, literally to come into our homes, our family, and our church. And by extension, come into our world, Lord. Our world needs you. But we also have the opportunity that He invites us to come to His table. It's a table where we celebrate the deliverer. We thank God for His sacrifice. We see that He shows us real love, not just in the observance of taking the elements that represent His shed blood and His broken body, but we remember that He is the spotless Lamb of God who willingly gave His life, who willingly allowed His blood to be shed, who out of His love came and shed His blood to cover our sins. We come now to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29, it's a passage of Scripture that's often shared at times of communion, and it's a passage that really is a passage of introspection. It really speaks to us about the need for us to look within and to be honest. For I receive from the Lord, I pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and He said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Therefore, whoever eats or drinks the bread of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of Jesus. And here's the key part. A man or woman ought to examine themselves as they eat and drink of the cup and the bread. Anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the blood of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. The Lord Himself ordained this holy sacrament. He made provision for it on Calvary. He gave His all so that we could have it all. He emptied Himself and left the throne room of heaven so that you and I could have access to heaven. It's His table. It's a feast for His disciples. In the Church of the Nazarene, we believe in an open communion. That means that you don't have to be a member of the Church of the Nazarene. You don't have to be a member of this particular church in order to partake of Holy Communion. It only means that you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've asked Him to forgive you of your sins. You've asked that His blood would cover your sins, that God would see Him no more. Maybe this morning, most of the ones in the sound of my voice, you already have that relationship with Him and you're ready to receive. You're ready to look inside and say, "Hey, Lord, maybe this morning things just need to be fine-tuned and I want to say thank you. Fine-tune within me and let me say thank you and praise you." But maybe this morning you're sitting there and saying, "I'm not ready." No one's going to force you to partake of communion this morning. As the elements pass and you feel uncomfortable receiving them this morning for whatever reason, that's okay. The tray will pass on by and no judgment will be cast on you by anyone. But maybe this morning, in this setting, you might say, "You know, today's the day and now's the time. that I get honest with God and ask Him to come into my life. I ask Him to forgive me of my sins. And maybe this could be your first communion to take as one of His children and His disciples. How does that happen, Pastor? It's really as easy as ABC. A, we admit that we're a sinner. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We just honestly admit that, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm going to be truthful with you. I've broken your law." B stands for the fact that we believe that God loved us enough that He sent Jesus, and Jesus loved us enough to come. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And how do we make it personal? We come to see the letter confess. Confess. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins." In confession, we simply say, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And when you've asked Him in prayer to, He said, "God, I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe You love me enough that You send Jesus." And we honestly say, "Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done to grieve You and to break Your law." He forgives, and as He forgives Pastor Ted, He gives us that assurance. That assurance that we see in Romans 8:16, "For His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God." And you can know that you know that you know that He's living within you. This morning, let all who with true repentance have forsaken their sins and believe that Christ is their Savior under salvation draw now near to take these elements. And by faith we'll partake of the life of Jesus Christ to our soul's comfort and joy. And as the gentlemen come to their stations this morning, let's remember that this is the memorial of His death and the passion of our Lord. It's also a fact of a token of the fact that He's coming again. Let's not forget that we're one at one table with Him. Let us pray. Precious Lord, this morning, thank You for the gift of Your love. Wow. That You loved us enough to die. You loved us enough to shed Your blood so that we might have life and life everlasting. And this morning, as we receive the elements, Your broken body, Your shed blood, we'll each receive the elements and we'll have the opportunity not only to take the elements but to pass it on to our neighbor as the tray goes through the row, and we help the ushers to do that. And as we hold the elements together until at the right time we all partake together, may we be one at one table with You, because You made the table possible. You're the great Passover lamb. And today, we remember Your love and say thanks. And everyone said,